I'm John Batchelor. The Red Guards, the Cultural Revolution, beginning Red August, 1966, according to the history books. What does it mean here in the 21st century? Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, to help me understand what I'm learning about the Red Guards. They're always with us, of course. It's part of China's history. But it is an important part of the China history that's being hidden from the Chinese people. That's right. In the big museum in Beijing, I'm told where Xi Jinping, when he took power, made a big to-do of the Chinese history, or as one wag said, in China, history is religion. I'm told that the Red Guards, the Cultural Revolution, has a dingy little corner and just a couple of photographs with no explanation of what dominated the conversation and the lives of people who are now in their 60s and 70s, one of whom is Xi Jinping, the three-time elected General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, another of whom is Bo Xilai, now in prison indefinitely for what are presumed to be corruption or abuse of the state and perhaps murder by his wife. But Gordon, I come to you because Bo and Xi, they both remember being victims of the Red Guard, the Cultural Revolution. At the same time, they participated as educated youth to the countryside. This is their teenage years. And those memories these years later, I don't do psychology, but the Xi Jinping part of the party and the Bo Xilai part of the party in Chongqing before he was purged, they were both reminding the people of those rosy days, singing East is Red and putting Mao at the center of their conduct. So the puzzle here is, what does the Red Guard period mean to Xi? What does it mean to Bo before he was purged? And what does it mean for the United States to deal with men who were so badly treated as teenagers?
Great questions, John. First of all, the Cultural Revolution is something that the Communist Party wants to forget. And it wants to forget the previous disaster before that, the Great Leap Forward. To a certain extent, they can't hide it because the whole country experienced the Cultural Revolution. And so it's no coincidence that both Xi Jinping and Bo Xilai were sent down, in other words, to the countryside. The thing, though, that's interesting is that Xi Jinping sort of glorifies that period because he is now recommending that urban youth also spend time in the countryside, which, of course, is convenient because there's a lot of youth unemployment, and that is one way to take care of that problem. But Xi Jinping, from all accounts, is a true believer in Mao. So while the rest of the Communist Party is a bit embarrassed by the Cultural Revolution, Xi Jinping, less so.
Let us establish a few facts in Red August. Between Red August and December 25th, that year, 66, Mao Zedong consciously awakened the Red Guards by making the notification in May of 66 and then endorsing the teenagers to throw off their teachers and challenge authority and fight the capitalist rotors. All the rhetoric of the period. She appeared in a Tiananmen Square rally where I'm told a million young people in attendance for 6 hours of speeches. What it actually meant physically is that teenagers attacked and murdered their teachers, attacked the intellectuals of the country, composers, the orchestras, ranged across the nation for months wearing red guard on their uniforms in some way, on their sleeves, stealing and robbing and plundering and accusing without any justice whatsoever. And she endorsed all of this. Mao endorsed all of this. Does Xi Jinping speak to that part of the Red Guards, Gordon, because it was mass murder?
No, he doesn't, and neither does the Communist Party. And we know the party is really embarrassed by this because it said officially that the Cultural Revolution ended in 1969. So they talk about a three-year event, whereas almost every Chinese person says that the Cultural Revolution ended only with the death of Mao in 1976, making the Cultural Revolution 10 years. And as you have pointed out, some people in China actually think, well, it doesn't end until the people who were the Red Guards actually die.
Psychology has a lot to say about what happens to memories that are too painful to recover. you recover them creatively. You either place yourself at the center of them or you place yourself at the edge. And what is striking in a new book by Tanya Brannigan, who spent 8 years reporting for The Guardian in China, talking to Red Guards and those who were sent to the countryside, the educated youth, others who were peasants who rose through the PLA to be purged again and again and brutalized. What is true is that the memories of that period are inexact and not to be trusted because it's so painful, it's so frightening. I don't know, Gordon, I can't tell because I've been following you on China for many years. Does the American public know about the Cultural Revolution? Do we understand what it meant to turn on your parents, to denounce your parents, to have your parents executed because of your conduct?
Well, Americans know of the Cultural Revolution, and they have some vague ideas about what occurred. And the one thing that people do think of is that the Red Guards just swept away the institutions of society and almost brought down China. But, you know, of course, we don't have that exact perception that people in China have, a very different perception, because they live this and they suffered from it, and they have guilty consciences because of it. And there's a lot of repression of memory, conscious repression, that they just don't want to think about it, and so therefore they don't.
An important detail is that the original Red Guards in Tiananmen Square tended to be dominated by the children of the elite. We're not talking about peasant children. We're talking about young people, 13, 14, 16, who were in high school in Beijing. Beijing Normal University had a girls' school attached, and that was the center of much of the early activity. They beat to death a vice principal whose father was a banker. That's why she was condemned. They beat her to death over several days and didn't help her. They remember this, Gordon. They remember it vividly, although sometimes they don't put themselves in the room while she was being beaten. And nothing was done. Now, does the party hope to explain this? Why they were destroying their best source of the future? They were destroying the school teachers.
No, the Communist Party does not remember. And that's why, as you started out by saying, that the Cultural Revolution occupies only a faraway corner in that museum. But that's the case. In textbooks across China, Cultural Revolution has about a paragraph.
All right, so Xi fears it. What does this tell us about Xi? There's a part of his childhood, Gordon, that he doesn't want to deal with. When he was 6 or 7 years in the countryside living in a cave, and his parents didn't welcome him back. His father was purged. Eventually, everybody was reorganized. But Xi remembers that positively, and that can only be a defensive mechanism. I don't want to do psychology on world leaders, Gordon, but still, this man was badly, badly victimized, made to live with people who distrusted him, and he learned the world was made up of violence when he was a teenager. And it is often said, Gordon, you have the politics that you found when you were 21 years old. That might explain Xi's brutality towards the people around him.
Well, he, from all accounts, John, he was a true believer in Mao Zedong. And so I don't think that, you know, I don't do psychology either. I just don't know. But I don't think Xi Jinping had, had a bad view of this. He took away some very positive memories of being sent down to the countryside. And I've got a friend in China that I worked with when I was there, who also remembered the positive aspects of being sent down and working with others in an agricultural area, commune. So, you know, Xi Jinping is very different. And that's the reason why he rules very differently than his predecessors.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Red August, 1966. Remembering as best we can because China is not permitted to. I'm Todd Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.